This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's how you can call in and change the subject if you like. You can talk about what we're talking about. You can change the subject completely, and that's kind of fun. Again, we do this every night, and we do it for 3 hours. We're in our third hour. The we I speak of is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we started out by discussing this new dude who is in charge of the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and he's got some pretty crazy ideas. Democrats think they're really crazy, the idea that the government shouldn't own 28% of the United States
land mass. It sounds insane to me. He said they shouldn't own any of the property that they own.
Right.
And look, if you care about the environment, you should agree with him, because the government, especially the federal government, is about the worst steward of land you could possibly imagine. They just don't care. They have leased out land to clear cutters. They've leased out land to strip miners. They don't care about the land. It's not their land, actually. They don't have a financial interest in taking good care of that land.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, if a private owner owned that land, he might be willing to let people come in and cut timber on that land, but he's going to take from them the full value of that timber, okay? They're going to have to pay him what it's worth. But when these well-connected companies buy things from the government, they pay pennies on the dollar because they're paying the bureaucrats off.
Right.
Okay? And so and if you charge more for something, that thing happens less. That's why minimum wages are a bad idea.
And I'll tell you what else is likely going to happen. It already happens here in New Hampshire. I'm just speaking from experience. There's something like 50,000 acres of land that will never be developed because it's been put into a private conservancy. Basically, people will buy land because they care about the environment.
Hold on, 50,000 in New Hampshire alone?
I believe so.
Wow. Now, which conservancy do you know?
A number of them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, lots of them. One of the things I could do if I wanted to reduce taxes, because the government of New Hampshire will give me a little break, is put some of my land in current use, which just means I won't use it for anything other than just being land.
Right. Of course, that also means that the intention of that is people won't go live there. Well, the problem is that violates the Lockean proviso, because that makes American society landlocked.
True.
Where there is a landholding class and a non-landholding class. And that's kind of a problem, because the theory of property rights, it was in Western society, was based on Locke and based on homesteading, okay? And based on the idea that every man had the right to homestead.
Right.
You
but
know?
They can't homestead my land.
Well, exactly.
And that's my point. If I want to put, you know, I got 15 acres. If I want to put 10 of it in a private conservancy, and I just want to say I like it to be clean and I don't want any development. I don't want anything to happen on my land. I just want it to be pretty.
Right.
I have that right.
Well, the problem is they're giving you a discount on the cost of defending that land that in some cases causes people to continue to defend the land past the point where they would have abandoned the claim otherwise. And if they abandoned the claim, then somebody would be able to live here. I don't like the idea of having the government at cut rate making sure that people stay homeless by making sure that land is unused by by taxing the homeless guy. No, they're taxing the homeless guy who buys a cup of coffee to pay for the police to keep people off your land. Keep who off your land?
Well,
homeless guy who paid the tax.
I'm willing to forego any police protection on my land. God forbid those guys get shot.
What if you found out somebody had popped a tent up some corner of the 15 acres?
I'd take him a bill.
For what?
I'd say, you're on my land. You need to pay up. And if he didn't pay up, I'd visit him again and encourage him that it would be in his best interest to pay up. Now, a homeless guy living in a tent on my land, if he weren't bothering me, if I didn't care, what the heck? It's another revenue stream. May only be a buck or two a month, but it's not a buck or two I'm not getting now. So you seem to believe that I would not act rationally. I would act rationally. But my point is, it's my land.
Well, it is your land. And the issue, though, comes down to the cost of defending it. And you don't bear the cost of defending your land. The government can defend it for you, whether you like it or not.
They do.
Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't.
I don't ask them to. I'm perfectly capable of defending my own land.
Right. I mean,
but the fact that it is well known that there is a government that will defend your claim makes it
So because I could go to court and prove ownership.
And because because people know that, nobody will ever attempt to challenge your claim.
I don't think that's why most people don't come on my personal piece of land where I'm from.
Well, and that's probably true in your personal case.
Right.
But when you think of a guy who was deeded back in the 1700s,
my deed goes back to those times.
Okay, well you didn't inherit that deed, did you?
I didn't make that.
But say a guy owns, you know, a quarter of the state of New Hampshire.
I can trace.
That's way more property than he can defend with his shotgun.
Nobody owns a quarter of the state of New Hampshire, except for probably the state of New Hampshire and the federal government,
There are people who own huge, huge tracts of land that are in current use. They're paying next to no taxes because of the tax advantages that is given specifically to people who are rich enough to own property and not have to live on it.
I get it. The one thing I don't defend is the idea.
You tax the rich less than the poor.
I don't defend.
That's pretty common with government.
Yeah. I don't defend the idea of current use.
What I prefer is the Michigan system where they have a homestead property tax credit. And what that says is, if you do live on your land, you don't have to pay property taxes on it to a certain point.
I also like that.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
And I think that is a better system, but it's the
opposite. Nobody should propose that when he's running for governor.
As an economist,
nobody should.
As an economist, I see that as the opposite of current use.
Mm-hmm.
So current use as an exemption, whenever you treat one class of people differently from another under the law, I find that very problematic. Because what they're trying to do is manipulate people into keeping that land empty as opposed to people having homes.
Or developing whatever they want to develop on that land.
Right.
I understand your point.
So basically, somebody who builds a home on that land shouldn't have to pay more taxes than you paid when nothing was done with it.
So my particular land, which is not in current use, I can do anything.
And
I don't want
about you personally.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about the policy.
The other downside, I didn't want to put my land in current use because that's the government telling me what I can do with my property. I find that repugnant, too.
Exactly.
I just want to own my property and to be able to go stroll about and shoot things if I desire. That's it. That's all I ask.
Exactly. And specifically, the thing that you can't do with it is let homeless people or anybody else live on it.
What
That's the current use restriction. You can't live there.
what the government doesn't know won't hurt me. 855 450 free. What do you think about this idea of property rights? How should we treat private property? This is Free Talk Live.
You know who likes being bossed around by a wife, girlfriend, or boss at work? No one. Living a life like that won't make you happy. There's another way to live. You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom and do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air. But first, I want to say thank you to Mike Spike. Who is Mike Spike, you may ask? He is one of Free Talk Live's silver amplifiers. Awesome. Thank you very much, Mike Spike. So he has made a pledge to donate $10 a month to Free Talk Live so we can go out and get on more radio stations. That's what our amplifier program is all about. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Your donation will go only to advertising, marketing, and promoting the show, to getting the ideas of liberty in more people's heads, because that's what it's all about. We want the world to be free. We don't want government to tell us what we have to do. That is a bad thing. But we're going to go to the phones right now, where we've got Bobby calling in from North Carolina. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm a big fan of Kanye West. I heard what he's been saying about slavery, how it was a choice. It was 400 years of slavery.
Terrible.
I want to say,
terrible.
Wow, thanks. You make my heart sing.
You make everything groovy.
Wow, thanks. I think I love you.
I liked the Sam Kennison version best.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks Bobby.
I got to say thanks to the troll callers tonight for not saying curse words on the air. They've actually been pretty decent.
Yeah, they've been fun trollers today. Yeah,
they've been creative. That accent was terrible, but, you know, it was still kind of fun.
It's fun. Actually, we sometimes just get troll callers who want to try to sneak in a curse word past the dump button, but...
We must have gotten some intelligent ones tonight.
I know.
I'm enjoying it, so thanks, guys.
So for those about to troll, we salute you.
There you go.
We're going to go to Dave in New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's that Discord working out for you tonight?
You're not in there.
You're not in there, so...
How many Discord calls have you gotten tonight?
None of them. Sadly.
None of them. Does that have anything to do with the fact that when I open up your Discord, it shows LRN FM offline?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe that's because you're offline? I don't know.
Yeah, it might be. I see a whole bunch of people
There's
in the room.
There's over 100 people in there right now, so looks like everything's fine.
Cool. Yeah, anyway, Mike Tyson, I had a beer with Mike Tyson in Phoenix once at the Bourbon Street Circus. If you know what that is.
Was that an accidental beer? Like he just happened to be in the same place that you were, or was it a planned, meetup?
Did you call up Mike and go, "Hey, Mike, how about a beer?"
He goes to the same place all the time in Phoenix, and so he's in there all the time. So you just run into him.
And that's pretty cool. How'd it go? Like, what did you guys talk about?
How'd the date end?
Yeah, what wasn't a date, my dear?
Okay.
It was a topless bar, his favorite hangout, along with Charlie Sheen goes there as well.
Classic.
What nights do you work?
What nights do I work? Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Just checking.
All right.
Yeah. So you've got some Tyson sightings and some Sheen
He's
sightings.
He's rubbing elbows with all the big celebrities.
And
Ahoy,
corrupt judges, we know that, but this we find pretty interesting.
Not that interesting, though, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I just brought it up because you brought up Tyson, so anyway. Whatever you were talking about Tyson before, if that's interesting, then it must be interesting to sit down at a table with him and have a drink. I guess that'd probably be a little bit interesting if it's...
Was it interesting to sit down and have a drink with him? Well, how did you find him? What was he like? Did he bite your ear off?
Oh, I was going to ask that. You beat me to it.
No, I got both my ears left.
I think you call it chewing your ear off, right, when you have a conversation?
Nice.
No? Hey, thanks for the
call. Yeah, but they call it biting your ear off when Tyson bites your ear off.
That's true.
There's no other way really to put that one. I got another story I wanted to talk about a little bit, and that is some progress on the budget.
Progress.
This is good news, guys. This is a bipartisan effort. Bipartisan.
Uh-oh.
If it's bipartisan, it's got it.
It's bad.
No, it's got to be good.
Whatever it is, it's bad.
If it's bipartisan, it's because they settled on the worst of both worlds.
Mm.
Well, you be the judge. The bipartisan budget deal clears Congress. This is the second house of Congress. It's gone. It's now off to the Trumpster to see what he's... This plan is going to, quote, avert the threat of shutdown until 2020.
Boo!
Don't threaten me with a good time.
No kidding.
Please shut it down. Make them stop.
This is from the Associated Press. A hard-won budget and debt deal easily cleared the Senate on Thursday, powered by President Donald Trump's endorsement and a bipartisan drive to cement recent spending increases for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. See, this is we have all those small government Republicans in the Senate to thank for this.
They're just rolling it back, rolling back the government and increasing spending.
So if you thought the Republican Party was the party of small government, I would suggest you check out www.lp.org, because you've been misled.
It was close, though. The legislation passed by only 67 to 28 vote. That's not close. 67 to 28 to vote, as Trump and his GOP allies relied on lots of Democratic votes to propel it over the finish line.
And how much did those Democratic votes cost the American taxpayer?
You have no idea what it's going to cost them. Passage marked a drama-free solution to a worrisome set of looming Washington deadlines as both allies and adversaries of the president.
I wasn't worried. I'd just like to register that non-concern.
There you go.
For whatever was going to happen.
Both allies and adversaries of the president set aside ideology in exchange for relative fiscal peace.
They didn't
peace.
Set aside ideology. Their ideology is the same. It's to increase the government.
What they did is they came to an agreement that Trump would get all the money he wants for the military.
Mm-hmm. Including a border wall, by the way.
And he bought the Democratic agreement by giving them a whole bunch of money stuff they thought was important.
They call that log rolling, I think.
Okay, that's not putting ideology... Well, that's putting ideology aside to enrich yourselves at the expense of the American taxpayer, because all of that money on both sides will be used to pay off the politically connected.
If I were a teacher, I would call this class Real Civics, How Washington, D.C. Really Works. In
this
exchange,
is a disgusting story.
Oh, believe me. And the thing is, we have the small government Republicans to thank for doing this disaster of
a small government. Republicans in D.C.
Oh, there's a few. Well, no, Amash left.
That's
right. But there's still that one guy.
That one guy.
You know, that guy. It's so worth remembering him, whoever he is.
We'll talk a little bit more about this. 855-453.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Cincinnati, Ohio, a state he wins by 8 points back in 2016.
Today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it.
A packed House at the Patriotic Rally at the U.S. Bank Arena. Our other top story this hour, former FBI Director James Comey off the hook for now. The Department of Justice saying it will not prosecute him for leaking classified information about the president, which makes its way onto the pages of the New York Times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's our telephone number to get on the air. You can also use Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm to find out more. But basically, you need an app loaded on your laptop, on your computer, on your smartphone, on your device. Use that, your high-speed internet connection, and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are in here in the studio with us, and we like that.
Speaking of that, I see a Christian, looks like Christian Anarchist is waiting on one of those Discord lines as we speak.
And we will get him on the air very soon.
And the website is discord.lrn.fm, by the way.
And Gene, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Loud and clear. What's up? All right, what's on
your mind? Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about global warming.
All right.
One of my favorite subjects. And I've mentioned in the past about Venice. Actually, we're going to be going to Venice in a couple of weeks. And
Venice, Italy or Venice, Florida?
Or Venice, Italy.
California.
Okay. Right, right.
There's lots of Venice.
Yeah.
So you're going to Italy? That's nice.
Right, and I've done a little research here on what's called Acqua Alta, and this is what they call it in Venice when they have their high floods.
Oh.
And the nice thing about Venice is they have these really, really old structures that have been there for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use those old structures to determine what the flood levels were in the past.
You can see the remnants or the
high water marks.
Yeah, the marks.
And things like that. Yeah, that's cool.
And one of the things that people are making a big deal out of right now with global warming, supposed global warming is that in 1966, Venice had a very bad flood, one of their worst ever. And it's true. It was like they recorded it as 164 centimeters over flood or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is, the area of Venice that flooded during that flood was the same area that flooded in 1686, so 300 years earlier. They also had a flood that reached that same level.
They had global warming then, too.
Now, was that flood, were either of these floods as a result of torrential rains, which can cause floods even in the mountains, regardless of sea level, or were they caused by the sea actually rising and now they've had to build walls between themselves and the sea? I mean, well, I guess sea level changes somewhat across the year, but generally not that much.
But it's the sea that rose. And now you could say that there's torrential rain, but torrential rain typically hits inland
area. And, you know, sea rise is not impossible because the sea has been rising ever since the glaciers started melting, and it will continue rising until they're done melting. That's what happens when big pieces of ice sitting on land melt.
Except they're not melting. Right now we have record levels of ice growing in Antarctica. So, yes, the northern pole is melting. You know why? Because it's summer on the northern end. And the southern end is gaining ice right now.
Yeah, that kind of happens every year, doesn't it?
Well, and of course, the other thing is they're observing global warming on Mars, okay? And there's only, like, one vehicle that was built on Earth on Mars, and it's an electric vehicle. It doesn't run on gas. So that can't be causing their planet to warm. So I would, you know, that's another one. I'm not a proponent. I do believe that the globe is warming, and I believe that because it was under a mile of ice. I mean, the place where I'm sitting in New Hampshire was under a mile of ice 20,000 years ago, and so it's a lot warmer now than it was then, and thank God it is, because I wouldn't do well living on top of a glacier.
Well, to hear some of you people in New Hampshire talk, you'd think it was under a mile of ice last winter.
I thought last winter was pretty mild.
It was an icy winter, not so much a lot of snow. That's just annoying.
But back to Venice again, there is a thing that Venice did actually start to sink in the 60s, at least they're speculating that it did, and that was due to the fact that they were pumping out of the artesian wells for over 100 years under the city of Venice. Then they stopped doing that in the 60s. And they claimed that there was actually a two centimeter elastic rebound after they stopped pumping water out of the artesian wells.
I got to say, when stories come up about Venice and global warming or the Florida Everglades and global warming, what I don't like to hear, present me with some science. I mean, it's okay, but quit pulling out these examples of where man has changed the earth in a small area. You know, like Florida, really people shouldn't live there.
It used to be underwater.
Yeah, and people really never thought anybody would ever try to live in Florida. It was a joke. It was a joke until we got the technology where we could, you know, basically turn swampland and get some dry ground to develop.
And that worked out so well that it's still a joke that I got some swampland in Florida to sell you.
By the way, all you got to do is dig down about 3 feet and you're right back in the swamp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very wet.
The unique thing about Venice is that it's been there for so long and it is directly connected to the oceans there. You know, so there's no, you can rule out most localized effects. And the water levels on the side of those ancient buildings is a reliable measurement of what the floods are doing.
Absolutely. Gene, I got to say, enjoy your trip. This will be quite an adventure, and I trust you'll call back in after you get back. We want the update.
He frequently calls while he's there.
I know.
It's Discord. Yeah. It doesn't cost anything.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, except for whatever data plan.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Jim.
Yeah, and thanks for the insight on the water levels and the Venice walls, because that's neat. I never thought about that before, and they would be an interesting measure to
measuring
read.
Stick, yeah, for sure.
We're going to go back to the phones where we got Jeffrey calling from New Hampshire.
I don't think you have him yet. That indicates that the answer button indicates that he's being screened right now.
Give it just a moment.
Yeah, we'll get to you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been, admittedly, a global warming skeptic for a long time. What I see is a whole lot of money being made off of the scare. And the idea that there's no way we could ever do this unless we trade and swap carbon credits, which my exchange will happily exchange for you, and we'll just take a couple bucks off each one. That'd be the Al Gore model of addressing climate change.
Fear is a motivator. Fear gets people excited. It gets them buying books. It gets them donating money.
Movies.
And it's not just happening with the global warming people. Look at the people that follow the conspiracy movement. That's a movement that is wholly based on fear. And so ultimately, there really isn't much of a difference between these movements. They are, industries basically pandering to people based on fears about something that might happen in the future, even though there have been a ton of wrong predictions about this stuff, right? Because there used to be fears that there was going to be an ice age, remember, back in the 70s,
okay.
They predicted that, and now it's global warming. Oh, wait, no, it's not global warming, now it's global climate change, because we can't really say it's warming because it's changing in different ways. And same thing with the conspiracy movement. Half their conspiracies are bunk and wrong, and a lot of the predictions are garbage, but yet they continue to make money hand over fist.
Well, we still take this time every time we do a show to, just a moment of silence, if you would, please, if you're listening at home, a moment of silence for those poor folks that used to live on Manhattan Island and those poor folks that used to live in San Francisco, who are no longer with us because they have been swallowed by the seas by 2014, as Al Gore famously predicted.
Did he really?
Over and over. What do you think? Is there something to global warming, or does the climate just change? Is it something we should be concerned about? Should we be taxing you more? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call, and it's our final segment of tonight's show, but that doesn't mean you still couldn't get on the air.
It's true.
And change the subject. We've been talking about, I had a call from Gene the Christian Anarchist, and he's going to Venice. We all asked, Florida, California? No, Venice, Italy, he's going to. And he was talking about high water marks there that just kind of run counter to the whole idea that the sea is rising, and the sea is rising faster and higher than it ever has before. Well, you can still see the old marks that are kind of higher than the ones that we're talking about now. The point is, climate does change, and that's called climate change, the real kind, not the kind meant to take more tax dollars from you, which is what they talk about now. I am going to go to the phones, where I've got Jeffrey calling in from New Hampshire. He's watching us on YouTube. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
That's a New Hampshire accent.
New Hampshire accent. That's remarkable how clear it is.
That's where I reside now, but it's not my story.
Oh, okay. Well, what is your story? What are you calling about?
Well, you're talking about global climate change, and I only had a couple comments to make about the changes that the climate is making around the world, and that is that, listen, Geico came to me and told me that I needed to be a caveman. That's what they told me.
Geico?
I took the money.
The car insurance?
Oh, did they want to hire you for the caveman commercials?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
I am not the caveman.
I'm so out of the loop here.
When there is not as much plunder and loot in the seas that I am accustomed to, one feels like he has to provide, and he says yes, even though I am not.
I can't make heads or tails of that statement. Was that an actual complete sentence? I'm not really sure what that was.
I don't know what those words mean in that order either.
Okay, I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoned though.
Although it could be caveman speak. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I'm just a simple caveman.
I don't.
Your ways
caveman.
Are strange to me. I am frightened and confused.
It is not caveman. I am not a caveman. I'm a Viking. Long live the Viking.
Oh, okay. Well, that clears
okay.
it up.
Okay.
And I have been to Venice many times. And
yeah,
I tell you, the plunder there used to be wonderful.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call, man.
He sounded kind of like a Jamaican Viking.
Well, the Vikings did travel far and wide.
I'll give him a B for effort on that one. I mean, he tried to do something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. And he did it without cursing.
I got to say that I feel a little bit in the dark. I don't watch television, so I don't know anything about these Geico commercials with cavemen in them. So.
I think I saw one 10 years ago.
No,
yeah,
I don't remember.
I'll have to show you one on YouTube later, right? I remember them being decent commercials and having cavemen in them, but I don't remember what the joke was. Then the other thing that I was alluding to was the caveman lawyer from Saturday Night Live, who would always go into court and he was a lawyer and he would a defense lawyer. He'd always go into court and he'd do it. I'm just a simple caveman. Your system confuses and frightens me.
Last pop culture caveman reference I think I am aware of was Encino Man in the 1990s.
Oh, yeah, that remember one. That I one? Saw that when it came out. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that in the theaters, too, a long
time
ago.
It was widely renowned as the Citizen Kane of that weekend it came out, and then it wasn't.
What happened to that guy's career?
Pauly Shore?
Oh, I was thinking of the other guy, but...
Brandon Fraser. Brandon Fraser. He kind of really hit the skids, I think.
Did he really?
I've seen him not... I've seen his name. I've not seen him in anything.
And, you know.
I suspect it may have gone down that path.
Mm, yeah.
But Pauly Shore, I mean.
Yeah, what happened to Pauly Shore? What's he doing these days?
Man, we'll just have
where
to do a
now?
Whole.
A
we'll have
culture.
To do a whole
where
episode
are they now
with nobody.
Oh, you gotta love the Discord chat. CEO of Antifa just posted all the Geico caveman commercials all rolled into one video. Apparently, so there you go.
Nice.
In case you actually do want to watch it,
so you could. That would be more fun. I would think it would be more fun and more entertaining than reading the story bipartisan budget deal clears Congress.
We do have. Caller on our Discord call-in lines there. I see it looks like Bad Slave is waiting patiently, so we should probably bring him on.
That's strange for Bad Slave.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know how patient he's being, but he's there.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, loud and clear.
Loud.
Clear-ish.
Loud and clear.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I brought this up before, but I'm going to bring it up again. The U.S. federal government is 100 times, I think somebody even mentioned that earlier in the show, 100 times bigger than it ought to be. If we go back to that, then, you know, that's going to solve a whole lot of carbon footprint issues, you know?
It would.
That's going to make a lot less, wasting of resources.
Absolutely.
And that's what we ought to focus on, you know, not carbon, credits or anything like that. That's just, you know, more taxation. That's just ridiculous. We want less. Let's do less.
Want less, but some people love taxes. They love.
Well,
big
you
government.
Know what? Then, yeah. then they can pay them.
Well, this is just
you know
it.
I mean?
You're not going to go back to it. You're not going back to it.
Why should they run around with guns and point them at
the
people.
Only way you could get back to a government of that size, from my point of view, would be to burn the one we have completely to the ground and try not to have a government for a while. And if you fail, you'll have a government that is
smaller,
as small as the ancient American government, which was much more benign.
Hey, Bad Slave, I got a question for
in
you.
In some ways.
I was thinking about this the other day. the at the time that the ratification of our Constitution happened, it just whatever the last state was that ratified it, just ratified it, we did not have any laws, correct? No federal laws.
That's right. All the federal laws are unconstitutional anyway.
They all just came up. Congress got back in session, and I don't think they really started off enacting, for example, how many frozen cherries have to be in a pie. That probably wasn't the first thing they came up with.
I know it takes 420 blackbirds.
That's not an authorized activity of the federal government. There were enumerated powers.
How about the legislation of plants like marijuana?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, either all of that was authorized by the Constitution, or it was powerless to prevent it from happening. One or the other.
I'm with the second
Skinner.
One. Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, Spooner.
Spooner.
Now, look, I don't think it's ever going to go back to what you're talking about, because these people are too entrenched. Their interests are too entrenched. The money system is too entrenched. Now, we can fight it by getting Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and we can help. We can protect our own wealth by investing in, you know, precious metals and cryptocurrencies to take value out of their system. There are things we can do to help enrich ourselves and protect ourselves and our wealth and our families and friends today. But ultimately, the only thing we're going to see, I think, likely, is if there's anything that's going to happen, it's going to be secession. That's the only way out of this.
The states can also do nullification.
The federal government would respond violently.
If nobody freaking talks about it, it will never happen. That's for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, definitely people need to talk about secession. Nullification's a nice thing while you're still here. It's something that you can do. And New Hampshire does it to some extent, for instance, on the seatbelt issue, where it's the only state, I believe, of all the 50 states that refuses the federal bribes.
And if you're not familiar with that term, nullification means just ignoring their law. States routinely, when they pass a law that says we're going to allow legal marijuana in state X, that means they are nullifying federal law, which they should do, because the federal government...
Really. To nullify the federal law, they'd have to attach a criminal penalty to enforcing it.
Thanks, Pat Slay.
Nice.
That's all we got for tonight. Please join us again tomorrow on Free Talk Live.
FreeTalkLive.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.